call that a news update? This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
Kia ora, Nicole. How are you going?
I'm good, thank you, Kelly. How are you?
I'm good. So, obviously, a little bit of scandal in today's news.
Yes, yeah.
Barnaby Joyce.
I know. It feels a bit gossipy, but, all the politicians are talking about it, so it's definitely newsworthy. So, essentially, he had an affair with a staffer.
Oh, dear.
And it's this horrible story that's come out, she's pregnant with his child, and now there's talk of, whether it's right of the tabloid to have released this information, and also about the rules around Parliament, whether they should be, sort of tightened on relationships of this nature.
Right, and whether or not they should be public, I suppose.
Yes,
but
exactly.
I guess in that sort of role, that is quite, you kind of need to accept, I suppose, that you're in that public role and whether or not you like it, you are a role model. And
yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's unfortunate for his family, of course. I mean,
yeah,
his wife.
Absolutely. Yeah,
but
absolutely.
At the same time, yeah, I guess when you are in that role, people are going to know everything about you.
Mm.
So it's no different to another celebrity.
Celebrity,
and in a way, their role is much more important than an actress or something, and we know all about them. So.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. He's been in the public eye now for most of last year and this year.
Right, I know, for so many reasons.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's not the best couple of
not
years.
Not the best couple of years for him. So I've also seen what we talked a little bit about last week with the kind of releasing of those secret documents. ABC's
yes,
ended up having to issue an apology to Kevin Rudd.
Yeah, I love that this story keeps going on. So essentially, the story last week when we were saying that there were critical risks in the rollout of the energy efficient homes package that he ignored, but apparently, ABC have apologised, and apparently they got it wrong, that that he was ignoring critical risks of the home insulation scheme, and so they've issued an apology, and they said that they accept that the Royal Commission they accept that as found by the Royal Commission, Mr. Rudd was not warned of or aware of any safety risks at all.
Wow.
So the plot thickens.
Yeah, because I remember you when we were talking about it last week, and we were sort of talking about the reaction from politicians, and they hadn't been able to get hold of many of them, but that Kevin Rudd was one of the ones that had already was looking at legal action and was talking about that already.
Yes, exactly. So you have to wonder what the backstory is.
Exactly.
Here. Has there been a lawyer's letter or... Yeah.
Exactly, so right.
It's all very exciting.
Yeah, and kind of following on from that story, is there much more information now? I mean, have politicians been reached out to? Have they made any comment?
There hasn't been actually a huge amount. Really, after the story, there were just a lot of kind of like think pieces and analysis, but still waiting on more consequences for other people.
Mm. Yeah, interesting. Very interesting to see what will unfold with that. I guess it's because it's from kind of previous governments, it's hard to be able to do much on it.
It is, exactly. Yeah, especially the ones that are no longer in Parliament at all. They can just avoid comments for ages.
And finally, I see there's been a power struggle has emerged in the investigation of the missing Malaysian Airlines flight.
Yes, it feels like this has just gone on forever.
So
obviously, they're looking off the coast of Western Australia. But now the Australian Transport Safety Bureau is no longer being involved in the search, and there's a private company looking for the plane or whatever would be left.
Why
it's just
that?
A crazy story. The Malaysian government decided there was a perceived conflict of interest for military personnel between the civilian chief of the search and their military commander.
Right.
And so everything's been muddied, and Malaysia is saying investigations need to be done by independent bodies, et cetera. So just a private company went out looking for it. There's all these conspiracy theories, of course, wrapped up in that decision.
They always are, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if we'll ever know what happened. Maybe one day.
Yeah, because that's been going a long time now. It's about 4 years ago that happened.
Oh, forever, yeah. I mean, it's apparently the black box wouldn't even have the information anymore or something like that. It would be so irreparably damaged.
Yeah, wow.
So it's just really just for public curiosity.
That is very scary. Mm. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Nicole, and we will speak to you again next week. Have a lovely day.
Yeah, you too. Thank you then.
That was Neighbourhood Watch. Ripper.